Yes, Guatemala.
Thank you. I wanted to deliver the statement here in the plenary of the city. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, President. It's an honor for me to speak on behalf of the group of observer states to the CD. First and foremost, allow us to congratulate you on taking up the presidency of the CD and reiterate that you can count on the full cooperation of the group during the term of your presidency. Today, we wish to refer to the Way Ahead Working Group, which will be holding its organization meeting straight after this plenary is concluded. And we wish our position to be recorded in the records of the meeting. The group of observer states recognizes and commends the efforts that have been made in recent weeks by Ambassador Lin of Myanmar, who chairs the working group, efforts to create a subcommittee on expanding the membership of the CD, and also the proposal to set aside space for the issue of expansion of membership to be discussed in informal meetings of the working group. Despite these efforts, we were informed yesterday that there was no consensus to take these proposals forward. The group of observer states very much regrets that some members of the Conference on Disarmament continue to stand against discussing the issue of expanding the membership and recognizing the rights of those states that wish so to participate in this organization. We hope that the presidencies of the conference continue to work to try and move ahead with bringing about a discussion on expanding the membership, and that the states stop considering disarmament as an exclusive fiefdom of their own national interests. During our statement of the CD plenary held on the 24th of February 2017, and also in a letter which we sent to the chair of the Way Ahead Working Group on the 14th of March 2017, the group of observer states expressed its satisfaction at the establishment of the working group pursuant to Resolution 2090. Within the mandate of the working group, and particularly in paragraph 1, subparagraph 2 of Decision 2090, the CD decided, and I quote, to determine questions which must merit substantive work pursuant to the agenda, bearing in mind efforts and priorities of the international community, end of quotation. Now, the expansion of CD membership is indeed a priority for a good number of countries that are part of the international community. We observer states believe that the events and issues surrounding global security should be discussed with the inclusion of all interested states in the CD's work. President, as the factual CD reports have been saying, since 1982, there have been requests for applications submitted by 27 states. And it is a great surprise that more than half of them have waited more than 30 years before becoming full members of the conference. And there has been no valid reason extended for their lack of participation. Along the same line, since 1999, when we saw the last expansion of the conference, there has been no other measure taken with respect to the condition of members, although in the Article 2 of its rules, I quote, it says that the composition of the conference will be periodically revised, end of quotation. I don't believe that 18 years can be considered a reasonable time period. We believe that issues of global importance, as disarmament undeniably is, must be dealt with in a representative body. CD composition should include all states that are interested in participating to ensure universality, transparency, multilateralism, and accession to United Nations rules and standards. As the working document of the group of observer states on expansion states submitted to the CD in 2015, we believe that it is appropriate to consider ways in which CD should show a greater commitment to those states which wish to become members of the conference. To conclude, the group of observer states wishes to reiterate its firm commitment to promote the global goals of disarmament and non-proliferation as part of a broad-ranging, participative, effective work within the conference. We very much hope that the issue of expansion will be dealt with before we conclude the session for this year. Thank you, sir.